Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's only five-thumbed podcast network.
Hey, before we get started today, just a reminder that we, the Plumbing Boys, are currently doing a four-part live stream of the Plumbing Boys Play/Ruin D&D with Stupid Old Studios. That's right, we've teamed up with our good friend and worst enemy, Adam Carnevale, to explore the fantasy world that is Dungeons & Dragons and to hopefully prove once and for all that beating D&D, it's not even that hard. Smart decisions are there for losers, and being strong and handsome can overcome any challenge Adam throws at us. Tickets and more information are available at sospresents.com. And before you interrupt me and say, "Hey Joel Dusha, I just looked at the dates, and I'm stupid and dumb and an idiot, and even though I had every intention of buying a season pass to this event, I haven't, and now I've missed it. What can I do?" Well, great news, fuckwit. It's also on video on demand. You can relive our previous glories whenever you want and as much as you want. Look, your call. I mean, we've really thought of it all. So head to sospresents.com for dates, times, and ticket info. And I'll see you online. Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, who could you seamlessly replace in the Mushroom Kingdom?
Pig.
All right, couple
just
questions.
Watch me.
We've gone okay. For both options of starting this episode, which is just say a name and also clarification. But at the same time, hopefully this is mixer that was like what I just got, which is one answer in each ear.
This is like binaural beats or whatever. It's going to put people to sleep.
So because your answer, Jackson, was the worst way to start the episode, I'm going to turn to Joel Zammon and be like, yes, you've got questions. What were they?
They were questions about Princess Peach.
Wow, that really fucked me. It's sure weird because you said it at the same time. You didn't even let him finish saying Princess Peach.
He got the P
Princess
out. I'm like, oh, I know where he's going with this, the big idiot.
I've got questions.
Yeah, right. I got some quick questions.
Hit me up.
Okay. You're a beardy, potato-shaped man.
Uh-huh. And she's a hot babe.
Yeah. But I think Mario would be just as excited to find me at the end of his long journey than he would to find
Long Gurney.
Long Gurney.
Right, so Bowser is coming to, he's like, I'm going to steal Princess Peach.
Yeah.
And there is you.
I've replaced Princess Peach. He doesn't have anything. He can't.
That's true.
Turn around now.
Then again, if you replace Princess Peach, does Peach exist in the realm before this? Yeah, or have you always
been
Princess Peach?
I guess the situation has got to be because I'm replacing them.
Yes.
Is that me and Princess Peach was like, hey, Jackson, can you be Peach for a day?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, of course. And it just happened to be the day Bowser
So Bowser comes.
She trapped me.
I'm so sorry to take us out of the episode briefly. But Jackson, as you said that, you were knocking on your head like it was a fucking... like door? Why?
What? Was itchy.
you rattled your head with your knuckles.
Yeah, trying to scratch the itch.
You're like, yeah, I'd be Princess Peach. Doof, doof, doof. That was... Sorry, it was just so hard.
Let me walk you through it. If I scratch with my hand, my beanie gets pulled up. That's annoying, but a knock-knock doesn't move the beanie at all.
And it still provides him with the necessary scratch.
It was like, because you were making an outlandish claim while knocking on your head, it was like you were checking if anyone was home, and I guess the answer was no. Right, so you're Princess Peach the day that Bowser comes.
So Bowser comes in. I guess you are maybe more easily to kidnap than Peach.
I'm not putting up a fight, certainly.
Yeah.
I'm like, I knew this was part of it. I'm easy to kidnap. Mario...
You're heavier.
Yeah.
That's true. But Bowser's huge. Yeah. He can pick me up.
Well, he can pick Peach up in one hand. Yeah. He might just have to use a second for you.
Or like some kind of Hessian sack.
Oh, yeah. You'd fit in a Hessian sack better than Peach
does. I would fit in a Hessian sack perfectly. In fact, as Bowser's kidnapping me, he'd be like, "This something's different about Peach. She's so smooth to kidnap." And then, then he would take me wherever to his castle. Mario hopefully doesn't realize it's me, I guess, until he gets to the end.
Well, Peach could, I guess. Wait, no, because you've replaced Peach. Yeah. Where'd Peach go? She here?
Yeah.
She's doing plumbings with us.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's what she's doing.
Yeah, that's what we're like, hey.
I know. It's Fox.
Hey, Peach, how do you feel about the penis of a dog?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we agree.
You shouldn't have swapped with Jackson. He'd have been all over the
penis.
He would
have been like, whoa, yeah, I love it. This is the best day of my life.
That's good because...
You've made me think about a dog, Dick. I'm putting this on the calendar. This is my Christmas.
Well, oh, also, no.
When you go into the Mushroom Kingdom, because it's just going to help me imagine it a little better. And the audience is Theater of the Mind, motherfucker.
Yeah, baby.
So you're obviously going to have to be like a sprite version of yourself, right? So you're going to pretty much just look like a toad, but hairy.
like a wrong Mario.
Yeah. Bowser's going to come in and be like, is this wrong Mario? And I'll be like, no, I'm Princess Peach, dude.
Like, oh, the third Mario brother, come with me. Mario, Luigi, and this fucking guy.
My name's Jackson. I mean Princess Peach. You're clearly not Prince. Okay.
Okay. You know I've met Princess Peach, yeah.
Yeah. What of it?
Well, that wasn't you.
Sure?
You don't know.
You just referred to her like it was the third person to you as well.
Am I coming or not?
Yeah, get in the fucking sack.
Okay. I've kidnapped myself at this point.
Dude, get in the fucking bag. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay, dude.
Yeah, sounds good. I got nothing else to do. This castle's just bricks.
It's just toads, dude. Have you seen these guys? Where are their fucking knees? That's the reason I imagine Bowser has a sleigh. That's not what he has.
Well, I was imagining Bowser carrying you in a sack over his shoulder like Santa.
Yeah.
Bowser is kind of a bit like Santa.
Yeah, he's got his clown car instead of a sleigh.
Yeah.
His
boys instead of elves.
He's jolly.
He breathes fire rather than snow.
Yeah. Yep. Merry Christmas.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he's got like a giant castle, and you know, Santa's got a workshop.
Absolutely,
Bowser's got a workshop. Surely, what is that boat in the sky if not a workshop?
Where else is he making bombs?
Yeah.
So, what does Peach need to do when she's kidnapped? Hang around, I guess.
Yeah, not very good at that.
I'm great at loafing.
Not die.
Well,
he hasn't died yet.
Loafing and staying alive are two of my top five skills.
Top,
the other three are kicking it sweet, sucking and fucking, and dancing like a maniac. Those are my top five skills. Top five of more than five.
Seven. Six is probably make coffee, because you usually fuck that up. Seven, I don't know. Washing your hands.
Eight, sleep. Yeah, sleep should be up there.
No, but he's bad at sleep.
That's part of loafing.
Yeah, that's true. Sleep is part of loafing.
Gotta know the rules. So I loaf because I'm good at it.
Yeah.
Probably critique Bowser. Hey, if I need to piss in his castle, is it like, do I have to go by the lava or whatever?
As if you're not pissing in the lava.
Yeah.
The steam's hot and smells like piss.
You're then breathing in your own piss steam.
Hey, Bowser, is this bad for you? Feels bad.
Tastes bad. I'm huffing piss.
Is this what you imagined when you kidnapped me?
The first thing you do at his castle is half piss.
Maybe don't half piss.
Yeah, maybe don't half piss.
Yeah.
Piss is steep.
It's not poisonous.
Do you know what else isn't poisonous? Not huffing piss.
That's true.
Yeah, okay. You know not huffing piss is free?
But it's just as free as huffing piss. So not really an appropriate
argument. You might
argument.
Be lucky in the sense... Oh, no, because lava's so hot. Because it's going to be like, you might be lucky if you huff piss that it's mostly just water.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're... It's getting so hot.
So like it's dissolved the piss particles?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not going to claim to know science well enough to know that.
I don't think I'd get on well with Bowser Jr., but I don't think Peach does
well,
necessarily.
Well, Bowser Jr.'s going to think you're his mom.
Yeah. That's true. Are you my mom? Yes. I absolutely am.
Peach is like, no.
So what does Peach really do apart from loafing?
Yeah.
When she gets kidnapped?
I think like the implications are... You don't really see it. I'm surprised there hasn't. I mean,
in Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door, she hangs around and bakes a cake. I've baked a cake before.
Because I think the Mario games.
It's all right. It was a bit flat.
I think the Mario games kind of go in a direction where Peach is like, you're both idiots. Bowser kidnaps me. He's not really a threat.
Yeah.
He'll just come along, save me. I'm just going to whatever.
What about this? This is another element of the Princess Peach shtick, is that when Mario kills Bowser and saves me, I've got to curve him. When he's like, ah, save the you, a little kiss for Mario. I've got to be like, no. we're just friends, man.
I mean,
I don't want to marry either you or Bowser.
Spoilers for Super Mario. Yeah.
I mean, I get, like, you save me, but you shouldn't be saving
it's
me just for
fucked
a crumb
up,
of
Mario,
puss.
If you just want a kiss for this. I'm going to give you a little pat on the head and go back to my castle full of kneeless toes.
Yeah, dude, Mario.
Smell you later.
Hey, Mario, have a think about why you're doing this. You creep.
Yeah,
Mario doesn't have a health. Well, he doesn't have a healthy sexual relationship at all. Where Luigi and Daisy have a bit of a
powerhouse.
Something going on.
Oh, yeah, something.
He cries off.
This is
sex.
The biggest trick about Mario. Everyone is like, oh, Luigi's a big loser, but it's not. Mario is the biggest loser.
Absolutely.
He puts on a whole stage play to, like, you know, be like, hey, look at my glory days.
He's
what
sad.
A big loser.
Mario's upsetting to think about.
Link, he's the real alpha of the Nintendo things. In Ocarina of Time, he could fuck like seven different people if he wanted.
Yeah,
one of them's
true.
Probably a Goron.
Nobody ever wants to fuck Mario. That's
heaps
crazy.
Of people want to fuck Link.
Wait, isn't there a horny ghost in one of the Paper Marios?
Yeah.
Do I want to fuck Mario? Is that where I failed a speech?
Too thirsty for Italian man.
Can you give me a kid? Making out with him. Hell yeah, I'll fuck you. That's not what I ask. Oh. Why did I get kidnapped then? I don't know. You're not the Peach.
I don't want to kiss your mustache and beard. Tickle my mustache and the beard.
Peach is doing my podcast right now, Mario. Hey, let me show you a cool thing you can do with your piss here. Tastes bad, but...
Mamma mia.
Are there any other duties of Peach that I've...
Well, can you rule the Mushroom Kingdom? Answer that for you. You can't. You absolutely could not.
Doesn't seem hard.
What's
can't
Peach doing?
Yeah.
It's not about him doing a better job than Peach. It's him doing just as good a job as Peach.
Peach is a diplomat.
Yeah, I'm not that.
She's often at the start of video games seen as doing big things. That's why Bowser wants to kidnap her.
Like what?
Well,
the Bean Kingdom and Super Mario and his brother, the Superstar Saga.
Yes, tell me more about Mario and his brother, the Superstar Saga.
Well, they travel to the Bean Kingdom to meet the Prince Bean to create better relations between the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, Peach, the reason Peach often gets kidnapped at the start of the game is she's usually doing like a powerhouse move.
It's rough for Peach because it often seems like, yeah, she set up all of these political dominoes that she's just about to knock over, and then Bowser comes and bah, 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 kidnaps her.
Okay.
Then you never find out, you know, at Delfino Isle, I'm assuming that, oh, they were on vacation.
Yeah, Delfino Isle, they're on vacation. Luigi's Mansion, they're on vacation.
I can do that, dude.
Yeah,
that's,
he's very good at that.
That comes under loafing and sucking
off
and
by
fucking.
Sucked off by a ghost.
Yeah.
I feel like at the start of Odyssey, isn't there like a big festival that she's organizing? You
exactly.
can't organize a festival.
No.
You can barely organize a fucking podcast.
Yeah,
that's easy.
That's get people in the same room.
Yeah. Or even just log into the internet. You don't even know how to upload an episode.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Your face just went so stony cold for a second. Like you're about to
I remembered.
I despise you, Jackson Bailey.
You made me waste an hour. You shit.
Yeah, so I can't do that element of the peach, you know, the peach experience. Okay. That's fair.
So, yeah, I guess you're very good at when Bowser's involved.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you're good at, being kidnapped.
Loafing and sucking and fucking.
Mm-hmm. Dancing like a maniac.
Dancing like a maniac. Whatever the other ones that I'm good at doing are.
Okay, what about, are you good at tennis?
No.
Are you good at soccer? Or
not
football
really.
For our European audiences.
No, no.
What about having a party, though?
I can Mario party.
Can you make a cake?
Yeah, I can make a shitty cake.
He said he could make a cake.
Can I Super Mario Brothers Strikers? No.
Well, that's...
Can I Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games?
No.
No. But neither really should.
Unless sucking and fucking gets you a gold medal. Then you're probably going to get bronze.
That's fair. You'll give up halfway through. That's one of my top five skills. That's so sad.
You telling me you can suck and fuck better than Waluigi?
No, I can't suck and fuck on an Olympic level. No. That's very true.
I'll happily make that claim that none of us here can.
Yeah.
Waluigi, number one. Michael Phelps at number two.
Dr. Robotnik, number three. Absolutely.
A real Olympian. In Mario and Sonic?
No.
Because if they're at the Olympic Games, that makes me think
they're
that
not,
they're...
but you can choose to represent a genuine country. So you could be like, I'm Wario shirtless representing Uruguay or something, which is crazy. I don't know why that's an option, but here we are.
I guess...
I'm Donkey Kong and I'm here to represent Poland for some reason. Whatever. Yeah, there's no rules. So how did I do as Peach?
Like, you did pretty good.
Fine.
50%.
I think it was definitely a passing grade because look, you got kidnapped like a champ.
Absolutely. I got in the sack myself.
Well, you were very good at like brushing Mario off, but then you went full hog. So I don't know.
Went for his hog.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So, that's
so
like
it depends. What? Like, are you hot for Mario? I guess is what I'm going to base my score on. And if you can look me in the eye. And I can believe what you say. Okay. I will then.
Let me look you in the eye and say I don't want to fuck Mario, and you can see if there's truth. I don't want to fuck Mario.
Yeah, you laughed at the end. There was a lying little sparkle in your eye.
Both my pupils became boners that went and got erect. Yeah,
I don't know if it was picked up in the microphone, but your eyes went awooga.
My tongue rolled out like a set of stairs. I can't hide that shit.
Steam was coming out of your ears.
Woo! Yeah, you took off one of your shoes and started like knocking it on your head, kind of like you're wrapping it.
I'm
still annoyed by that.
So that's like, what, one out of five Peach duties I failed at?
Yeah. Was
it you failed it every time she did an activity outside of getting kidnapped.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of activities.
That's
true. So it depends if you want to count as every activity except the one I'm good at counts as one, or do they count as individual ones as they should?
I would say extracurricular activities is one category.
Well, just like how you had five top skills, I think maybe in Peach's of the five top skills, one of them might have been getting kidnapped.
Yeah,
and
that's
you
true.
Failed the rest of the other four at least. Mm. So, yeah.
Except maybe baking a cake, which you can make a shitty cake.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's... So maybe you passed two.
I'll take it. Two out of five ain't bad.
Would you say your cake is at a passing grade? Is it you eat it?
Yeah, you can eat it. It's just like not a very pretty cake.
All right, you're still 40%. I just want to point that out.
Yeah, that's still a big fail.
Yeah.
But it's not a complete fail.
Mm. Well, yeah, it is.
But it's a more successful failure.
Is Peach good at math? Because definitely you are not.
Well, she's a...
Is that
probably.
One of her top five skills? She's an educated lady.
She'd be good at math, better at maths than 40% isn't a total fail.
Yeah.
But it's a more successful
fail.
The
baking a cake, getting kidnapped, a two. Diplomat, which you have definitely failed.
Yeah.
Pushing away any sexual advance of Mario.
Yeah.
So what's the last one? What's the last skill, basically, Jack? Because that's what's hanging on right now, pass or fail. What is it that she's
Going on vacation. She does it all the time. And
does.
I'm great at that. That comes under loafing.
Jeez.
And
I disagree.
And dancing like a
maniac. I don't think that going on vacation is like, because all of those things, once you're there, yes, but you're bad at getting there. And Peach nails getting there and often gets kidnapped when she does get there.
Well, yeah, every vacation that you've been on, have you planned it or someone else planned
Someone else has
Can you imagine if we let Jackson plan any part of any of the trips we've done as a three?
40%, Jack. I'm so sorry. You're failing.
A successful fail in your life.
Yeah. A more successful failure than it could have been.
Yeah.
Still a fail. Yeah. We're still, you're not doing great.
Oh, yeah. Hey, can't win them all.
So not seamlessly, unfortunately.
Not seamless. I can see the seam.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Also, did you know we do too many shows across the Sanspants Radio Network? Take BigSoftTitty.png, a show by award-winning comedians Tom Walker and Demi Lardner that is not for cowards. Are you a coward? Then stay the fuck away from BigSoftTitty.png, you big piss baby. But if you're brave enough to listen, you'll be rewarded with horse music, the hidden secret of what one does with a cum egg, and too much teeth talk. Just search for BigSoftTitty.png, all one word, no spaces, on iTunes or Spotify, or head to our website, SansPantsRadio.com.
I can seamlessly replace Wario.
Oh, okay.
Easy.
What are the duties of Wario?
Pretty much be greedy.
Yeah.
That's easy. Overconfident.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Just mad lad times all the time.
Do love mad lad times. But do you love onions, farting, and bikes?
Yeah.
I would say that falls into the category of no regard for my own well-being.
No, see, I think Wario's gross, and you're not gross enough.
Oh, well, that's
there are two points where I think you fail as Wario. Not gross enough, and you don't fail enough. Wario fails all the time.
Which is coincidentally means I'm going to pass at this, meaning that I don't fail again. The Wario paradox. Yeah, because like one of Wario's main things, especially in the Wario Land games, Jackson, you love ever so much. You dream about them every night.
So dearly, yes. Mm-hmm.
Wish they'd make a fourth one, even though it was revealed that came out in like 2002 or whatever.
One day they'll make a fourth.
Yeah. One day we'll get Wario Land 4. And God,
on the,
that
maybe
nice.
The Game Boy Advance.
I'd like
a
that.
A console that it definitely already came out on.
Yeah.
Yeah, because his whole thing is just like absolutely no regard for his own well-being. Will progress at any point. Gets drunk so that he's strong?
I forget what getting drunk does in that game. You certainly fall around a bunch.
Yeah.
I think that might just be a negative effect. But he gets stung by bees so that he can float. And he gets squashed by bricks so he can get in small gaps. It's a physical toll
that
you'll take.
Yeah, that does seem like something that you would do, Jake. If there was like a hint, a rumor, and someone was like, did you even get fucking stung by bees? You'll float. You're like, my arm is already deep in a beehive.
Your head, not your arms.
Plus, like, if there was like a tight space and I really wanted what was on the other side, and they were like, well, if you dislocate your shoulder, I'd probably be like, well, depends how bad I want this thing.
That could be cool.
My face is already in there, so
let's dislocate my body to get through this
hole.
So,
complete disregard for your own health and well-being.
Sure.
Check.
Big tick.
But Wario, even when he succeeds, he fails. That's the trick of Wario. In Wario Land 4, a game that's fake. When you win, I think you get robbed at the end. You're like, oh, I got all this treasure, but someone steals your Wario car. And so Wario's like, ah, things are bad again.
Yeah, I think you are too proud of a man to ever admit defeat.
Yeah. So even, but when you lose, you win. Whereas Wario, when he wins, he loses.
Yeah.
Therein lies the rob.
Yeah, that is the complex Wario paradox.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a troublesome
also,
one.
Also, the Joel Dusha paradox, when he loses, he still wins. That's good.
Yeah, you're coming out on top there, I guess, either way.
And we just witnessed it. It just happened. It just happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Uncut Gems also fits into this, because Adam Sandler's character from that is somewhere
between me. They were shoehorning a movie. This is great. This is good.
So you're saying that there's a Venn diagram, and in one half it's Wario, in the other half it's you, and in the center is the film Uncut Gems?
It's Adam Sandler's character, Howard, from Uncut Gems.
Insane, but I want to see someone draw it.
Okay. Yeah. Because this is how I win, you know? The line from the movie you haven't seen.
Yeah, I know.
You haven't seen it either.
I haven't, correct.
I know the line, though. Yeah. I don't know the line.
Yeah.
I am. So what's the line?
There's a line towards the end of the film where, like, things are going real bad and everyone's like, stop doing that. And he's like, no, this is how I win.
There you go. Mm. So
it's a very anxiety-driven film.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess in the center, sure, is Uncut Gems.
Howard, right. Someone. Okay. Adam Sandler from Uncut Gems.
Could you be robbed? Because that happens to Wario a whole bunch. Captain Syrup always steals the shit. Steals his castle once.
That sucks. Have I been robbed before? I've been mugged.
Oh yeah, that's close. Do you think that you could be paying so little attention that a band of food-themed pirates could steal your house? You're asleep while this happens in your house.
I did renew my house insurance the other day. Not merely a week ago.
Food pirates.
No, I was like, contents insurance, and then the message my housemate's been like, hey, we can get robbed again now. That's a bad joke. So maybe I would. I'm insured. I don't mind.
So I guess, you don't care. Well, see, that's another thing. Wario cares.
Yeah, and also Wario would never insure himself.
No.
Too confident. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm trying to think of other Wario duties.
Owning a dirt bike?
Yeah, see, I own a BMX, but I don't have a dirt bike.
When was the last time you went in that BMX, though?
Probably 2004.
Yeah. Oh, man, get back on it.
Yeah, dude.
It's crazy you don't BMX everywhere. That suits you so much.
Skateboarding probably suits me more.
I don't know. Nah, Matt Hoffman's BMX feels more your style. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Like, if I had to pick an extreme sport for all of us, BMX, Segway...
For you, yeah.
Yeah, you're pointing and not saying names.
People can figure it out. Rollerblades for Zammit.
It's funny, because BMXing is the one I've done the least. Huh. But I've never touched a Segway. Mm. I wouldn't be caught dead.
Me neither.
But rollerblading is the thing I've done the most.
Yeah, rollerblading is the thing I think I've done either the most or second most with skateboarding.
I think I'd be like in Tony Hawk 4, where you can play as Bear Majera and getting a shopping trolley and shit. That feels like the extreme sport for me.
I'm surprised you haven't been in a shopping trolley and got hit by a bus or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Well, I think the thing is, if you had to pick one of us, it's most likely to have been hit by a car. It's me.
Yeah.
No, but
Jack
with Jackson...
Jack doesn't pay attention enough.
Yeah. Only because you can imagine me being hit by a car and bouncing back. If Jackson had hit by a car, he'd be dead.
But out of all of us here, Jack has been hit by a car.
So and have I. Lived.
Yeah.
So did I.
And you lived too. I guess you're both fucking idiots.
Yeah, I don't know what this proves.
What was your car hit story?
You got me hit by the car.
Oh my God. How do you not remember
how
this?
Did you forget you did this to me.
Every time we retell this story, you change from being the villain to the hero, to the point now you've just forgotten.
You removed yourself from the narrative. Maybe you are Wario. Christ, I was there, Jackson, when you got hit by a car.
I think you yourself went, it'd be great if you ran into the street and then hit by a car.
Great idea, Jackson. Oh no, I got hit by a car through my own fault. God damn.
I now have memory of this event.
Thank God. What about extracurricular activities? Because that's something Wario does as well.
Yeah, I've played tennis before, I've played soccer before, and I haven't competed the Olympic Games, though.
How good are you at sleeping on someone else's couch?
Yeah, that's true.
Good.
I assumed.
What about your love for gold? I mean, Wario loves treasure. Yeah, I don't see you as treasure. A particularly materialistically driven kind of person.
No, not really.
Yes. Yeah. I can't see you. The thing that stops me from seeing you becoming Wario as seamless is that if your castle was stolen, I think you'd just be like, oh, damn. Instead of going on like a rampage through various worlds to kill the food pirates.
It depends. I feel like that my Wario might be seamless in some aspects, but I feel like my bloodlust would be different. Yeah, I could probably be wrong. Like, if someone stole my castle, I'd be like, damn. But if they did, I don't know, stole my band t-shirt, someone's going to pay.
I think the place where you and Wario intersect the most is that if you were to have a main move in a platforming game, it would be charging head first, shoulder charge through walls. And you would also be invulnerable. Mm. Whereas I feel like maybe I would have like Mario and his little one hit dead, but I can't jump or something. And Zammit would be Alex the Kid.
Zammit has a slingshot.
How about we just rock, paper, scissors this? Yeah, that's good. Is that good?
I can't get hit or climb this pipe. Why didn't I get Sonic or something cool? Gotta go fast.
I'm exhausted just thinking about it.
So yeah, I feel like that's the only place really where you intersect with Wario. His moveset's the same as yours.
Yeah, I feel you don't have the same that same drive that Wario has.
Yeah.
You might have like basically you might get there, it's like the end result is the same, but how you got there is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see me and Wario being similar in our bloodlust, but again, different triggers.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see you being friends.
My 100%. Like, you're driving your car through a wall to run over some cunt that wronged you.
Yeah.
But not in the way that it wronged what?
That's not to get my wallet back.
No.
Yeah.
It might be because he looked at your spaghetti wrong.
Yeah. I can't see you getting...
Hands off my spaghetti.
I can't see you getting as humiliated as Wario does as well. Mm. I feel like Wario's pretty often humiliated by those around him. That's the kind of terrible Wario cycle.
Wario seems unliked, I would say. Except, Waluigi.
Yeah.
Am I like some kind of like dark Wario? Like
Wario? Are you a Wario?
I'm Wario.
Wario!
He looks in the mirror, a bad mirror sees me, and he's like, oh no.
Mamma mia.
It's crazy. Because
he's like, every time I win, I lose. I'm like, every time I lose, I win. This is how I win. And then in between us is Adam Sandler being like, whatever Adam Sandler says. I almost said doe. That's Homer Simpson.
I'll be doobie boobie.
It is crazy that
stop looking at me, swan! And we're like, classic Adam Sandler.
Classic Adam Sandler.
It's crazy that the Wario cycle is get humiliated, seek revenge, get revenge, get humiliated, seek revenge. That's every Wario. He doesn't have the hero's journey. He's just got that.
Mm. Mine's make a claim, be wrong, move the goalposts, win.
It's not a circle.
It's a line.
It's like a teacup shape. Well, I think definitively we've proved you are not Wario.
Yeah,
you're
unfortunately,
some other thing.
You wouldn't seamlessly
Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah, you wouldn't seamlessly replace Wario, but they might be like, man, Wario is on the up and up now. He's winning a lot. More.
Yeah, things are looking up for Wario here.
I could probably replace. Okay, I think I could replace the character Wario, but people would notice I'm not Wario.
Yes, absolutely.
Or it might be like, man, something's changed with Wario. Is he sober now?
Or drunk?
Maybe he's got his life together or not. It's hard to say. Yeah. He's definitely done something. He's done a 180, but I don't know which way.
Drastic change to Wario's lifestyle. We just don't know what to write.
It's either a 180 or a 90.
It's really hard to tell.
All right.
All right.
Well, I reckon I could easily replace Donkey Kong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, banana.
Yeah. Sure. Banana.
You do like bananas.
Banana. No way.
Ooh, banana.
No, I don't like bananas unless I'm eating them.
Well, that's okay because they're just in your... You wouldn't hoard them. You just eat all the
also,
bananas.
Also, I would just like you to draw attention to the typical Joel Zammit wardrobe. Please explain it to me. The most, not what he's wearing right now, because that's not his, if he was an action figure, it wouldn't be what he's wearing
now. That's true.
Okay, so it would be large leather jacket, fur lined, Hawaiian shirt,
yep.
And then jeans.
And what about the Hawaiian shirt?
The Hawaiian shirt would be very, very open.
Probably three buttons undone.
Yeah.
Now,
I think I've chosen the wrong Kong.
I think, wait. Now, describe Donkey Kong's outfit.
Okay, nude.
Yep.
A tie.
Uh-huh, yeah. And if you combine those two outfits, you get a full outfit.
Whoa, Zan and Donkey Kong need to fusion dance.
Yeah.
They make a guy who's really inappropriately dressed for any event.
Separately, they're not dressed. But
there's
together.
There's no event you can go to in a Hawaiian shirt, leather jacket, and tie. That's insane.
There's also no event you can go to nude with a tie on.
Oh! If you're in a formal nudist colony,
alternatively,
or a formal orgy,
yeah.
One of them classic eyes wide shut orgies.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fancy.
Donkey Kong's dressed perfectly for it.
A fancy orgy. I like a formal orgy.
That's nice.
That removes the edge of an orgy.
Yeah, it does. It makes it flaccid. Maybe I'm not into it. An orgy should be under a bridge and nowhere else.
No, that's like one of the only places an orgy shouldn't be.
Well, look, different strokes.
Look, yeah, under a bridge or behind a supermarket. Yeah. Those are the only two places.
Wherever you can feasibly find trash. But trash that's old enough that it definitely stinks.
Are you in a swampland?
Perfect. Are you semi-submerged? Ideal for an orgy.
What are your opinions on marshes?
I thought you were going to say under a bridge or behind a zoo. And behind a zoo, that's the perfect place for an orgy.
Why do you associate orgies with strong sense? Stop hitting your head with shit. Why do you associate just the stink of either feces, which is what a zoo smells like, or trash with an orgy?
I'm giving an orgy its edge back that you took it off.
Yeah.
You've ruined an orgy's edge. I'm going to give it as much edge as humanly possible.
Orgies are often planned in advance. You're not like, hey, let's meet at a fucking bin.
This isn't advance. Facebook event. Bridge orgy. Yeah, bring your friends.
That Red Hot Chili Peppers song has a totally different meaning if under the bridge is about fucking.
Jackson Bailey's broad you. Come on down. We're having a classic vintage broadgy. Bring some dip.
So there's the Jackson Bailey's broadgy or Joel Dusha's formal orgy.
Nothing is worse than
a black tie event, nothing else.
An orgy under a bridge and then just like little glassware full of dip in the dirt.
Yeah, no chips either. Just dip.
Mine's in a town hall.
Broadgy or 4G, you decide.
Ah, 4G. At least there's like some nice piano or something being played.
In my broadgy, there's just cats yowling.
There's like 44-gallon drums that are on fire.
And maybe one mattress the warmth. Wet.
Yeah. Oh. Talk about edge. Anyway, you picked the wrong Kong.
Yeah, I think I picked the wrong Kong. I think it's definitely Funky.
Oh, hell yes.
Funky Kong dresses exactly like you.
Yeah, you are Funky Kong.
Yeah.
Never gets directly involved in Donkey Kong shenanigans, except when you're in Funky mode where he cannot die.
Just like me.
Delivers, owns a small business selling balloons to the Kongs that are on adventures.
Mm-hmm. Gives advice, doesn't get involved.
Surfs. Surfs.
Is cool.
Hey, controversial opinion, just owns a surfboard.
Funky mode, what does he do that means he can't die?
Yeah, but he doesn't surf, he just jumps on his surfboard on spikes. I don't know if that's surfing.
That isn't surfing.
I would say that's harder to do.
That's true.
I could get a surfboard and land on some spikes.
Yeah.
That seems easy.
It seems easy.
Catching a wave, that seems yeah. hard.
Okay. Jax, have you ever been surfing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been surfing. Zaman, have you ever been surfing?
No.
I've been surfing. Yeah. So that's 2 out of 3. Jax, have you ever used a surfboard to bridge a gap between spikes so you don't die? Joel Zaman, have you ever used a surfboard to bridge a gap between spikes so you don't die?
No.
I also haven't, to the shock of everyone, I'm sure.
But in theory,
yeah.
the spikes aren't moving.
Yeah.
Whereas a wave is.
A wave, catching a wave involves timing, precision, and skill. Jumping on spikes with a surfboard under you
probably involves timing, precision, and skill.
And far more bravery. A wave can kill you, probably won't. Spikes will kill you, and well, can and will.
Well, okay, so maybe Funky Kong in the modern game, Zamet, can't replace.
What about Cranky Kong?
Why Cranky Kong? He's involved. He's in Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze.
Also, he was the original Kong.
Yeah.
What about Cranky Kong?
I can't throw barrels.
Yeah.
You can use the surfboard to cross spikes, but you can't throw a barrel.
Yeah.
Barrels are heavy.
The barrel's smaller than... So is a surfboard.
Yeah, exactly. A surfboard is small. Think about a barrel. It's so big and full.
The barrel's...
Surfboard's designed to be grabbed. Barrel isn't.
Mm-hmm. Surfboards are heavy.
Not as heavy as a barrel, my dude. Especially that barrel full of bourbon, which I assume it is.
Yeah, me too.
No, the barrels are empty.
They're full of bourbon.
Where are you getting their empty from?
Why do you think they're
because
empty?
Because they break in the game. And sometimes
and the bourbon goes everywhere.
One banana sometimes falls out, or the heavy ones have Diddy Kong in them.
Okay, maybe Zaman is Funky Kong pre-Funky Mode. You couldn't involve Funky Kong in the Donkey Kong country.
Funky Mode for me, because it's getting seamlessly involving, right? So it's like, okay, they hit like Funky Mode. I'm there with a coffee in hand, shaking my head, being like, no, do it right, you idiot.
Because that's very Cranky Kong, though.
Yeah, but the Cranky Kong's also mean. Zaman's not. He's not... Cranky Kong me.
If me and Jackson were on an adventure and came to you for advice and you realized we'd done something dumb, what would you A, not mention it, or B, belittle us for it?
Yeah, maybe C, try and get involved.
Yeah, see? Funky Kong through and through.
Hey, we're driving to Sydney because we heard there's a ghost town, but all of the tires on my car popped because I drove through spikes.
Look, fair enough. Let's get some four replacement tires. Is it a two-seater or is there room for one more dickhead?
Okay, well, then that's...
Or imagine, hey, me and Dusha, we're trying to kill King K. Rool. He's Donkey Kong, I'm Diddy Kong.
Yeah.
We keep falling in holes and you're like, well, I've developed a balloon that'll stop that, you idiots. And then we take the balloon. Mm-hmm. I think you're Funky Kong to your core, my dude.
And then also in Donkey Kong Country, doesn't he also own like a helicopter business or something?
Fly and for a brief time in the 90s, he runs a weapons dealing, an arms dealing. What do you call that?
A gun house.
Exactly. So he's adapted to survive in any kind of harsh economic times.
You're going
to
coconut gun.
He's a shrewd businessman.
Yeah.
So he understands the
an
market.
Entrepreneur.
And who he's, what he knows.
Absolutely.
I'm a businessman.
You're a business dude.
I do some things.
He's got hella style.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Is Funky Kong? No, he wouldn't be part of the original DK rap.
There's only five people in the DK rap, and that is Donkey Kong, Diddy Kong,
Lanky Kong, Tiny Kong.
And Chunky Kong.
Yeah, absolutely.
Best
Lanky
name.
Kong right here, yeah.
Yeah.
As a kid on the playground, we would play Kongs sometimes, yep. And I always intentionally played Lanky Kong.
Also, is it because this Kong has a funny face?
And no style or grace.
Yeah.
And Funky Kong, he loves like cut-off shorts and a white singlet.
Mm. Oh, that's true.
And a belt.
Original Funky. Mm. Is that what Funky Kong looks like these days? Look up Funky Kong Crunkery.
Funky Crunky Crunkery.
Tropical Breeze.
I think in 64, it looks like, you know, he's gone through an army phase.
Yeah, he went through like a 90s.
He becomes a militia for a bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Man, Funky Kong's lived a life.
Yeah, that's lived a life.
But so have you.
Yep.
That is true.
And I think the beauty as well of Zaman picking Funky Kong is that you never play as Funky Kong. He's not that involved.
No.
So if I was playing Donkey Kong Country and I stopped at the fucking airplane store and it was Zaman instead, I'm just tapping A because I need new lives. I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, I'm like, guys, I've got some balloons that give you lives. Hey, here's this gun that shoots coconuts. Whatever, enjoy.
Fires and spurts. If it shoots you, it's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This Kong is a hell of a guy. Yeah. My issue with this is Zaman fits perfectly into the role, similar to my Wario situation, but one thing will stop him from being a seamless addition.
Mm?
His name is Funky Kong, yet Joel Zaman is not an ape.
Yeah, that is true.
That is
Peach
true.
Peach is ostensibly a human woman. And
Wario is,
again, ostensibly a human man, but Funky Kong is definitely some kind of animated... Ape man.
My legs are longer than his legs. Correct.
That's true. And I feel
you'd tower over all of them.
Yeah. You're more fragile as well.
Mm. Yeah.
It's more seamless.
But I'm hairy. Not as hairy as an ape.
Yeah, that's
Hang
true.
Hang on. What's the sexy ape from Donkey Kong Country
Candy,
called?
Candy Kong?
Candy Kong.
Do you mean Donkey Kong 64?
No, I mean Country.
Candy.
Candy Kong. I think it's always Candy Kong. Donkey Kong's kind of on and off again girlfriend, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was just double checking because I was like, I remembered her being more human. And if she was like pretty human.
She is fairly human actually, especially in
looking
the
60, at pictures. She's,
64, 64.
Oh, she's not that human. I mean, she got some big old ape titties, but...
yeah.
She's very much an ape.
Yeah, ape with a wig.
Yeah, but she's more humanoid.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah.
This is damn. Her... Damn, why? She's like a white trash ape. What's going on there? Damn, put on some shoes, Candy. yeah, look, Zamet could maybe, with his hair, fall onto the more human side of the Kong spectrum.
I have fallen into a terrible Kong hole.
It happens to the best of us, man.
I just saw a picture of Swanky Kong and it's changed my entire life.
Show me Swanky Kong. Oh, no.
So Swanky Kong is...
oh, no.
Who is Swanky Kong?
He's only been in Donkey Kong Country 2 and 3. He runs Swanky's Bonus Bonanza.
Look, I think of the Kongs, Funky
then he runs Swanky's Sideshow.
Yeah, I hate thinking about...
Swanky's Dash.
You showed me Swanky Kong and it hit whatever primal part of my brain's designed to be aware of predators. That's what I felt when you showed him to me.
He's in Mario Superstar Baseball, a game I forgot existed.
Whoa.
So yeah, well, I'm not seeing many pictures of, say, Funky Kong with a Hawaiian shirt. Putting him in a Hawaiian shirt
feels right.
Feels kind of right.
Yeah.
And again, if he's wearing his like wonderful jean cutoffs, which I often wear when it's hot,
absolutely,
and having a white singlet, and you put a Hawaiian shirt on top of that, that's basically. I mean, he is wearing like you know bandana on his head, which is something I do not do. I show off my luscious
locks. That's true. That's true. But I think
I don't want to hide my luscious locks. But that said, I could easily do it to try and confuse some Kong. So think about this: if I'm wearing exactly what he's wearing,
yes,
but then I put a Hawaiian shirt on, I cover my like hair with a bandana, put on some very big glasses, that might be enough to confuse some Kongs.
I think when the Kongs are arriving so briefly at Funky Kong Airways to get lives, they wouldn't notice. I think of all of us, you are the most seamlessly inserted.
I agree, and my brain just is still in Kong mode now. Found another... I had to put my phone down because I was getting absorbed into the world of the Kong. So maybe I would be a seamless addition just because I would... I literally almost fell into Donkey Kong.
You mean like, yes.
Mid-episode, I got sucked off into
fourth,
Donkey Kong.
Third, fourth, eighth Kong brother.
Yeah, Joel Dusha.
Joel Dusha.
Dusha Kong.
Kong.
Or Joel Kong.
Joel Kong. Joel Kong works.
That was look, there's one last Kong I need to share. There's one called Redneck Kong. Who was meant to be in Diddy Kong Pilot. He was cancelled, but he looks like a redneck, but it's a Donkey Kong. He's wearing overalls and has a thing in his mouth.
I always thought it was upsetting that Lanky Kong was clearly an orangutan, but in Donkey Kong Country 2, you fight evil orangutans, and there's no other orangutans ever mentioned. I just don't know what the relationship between Lanky Kong and the other Kongs is.
Yeah.
In the past, they've killed his orangutan brother.
There's a lot of Kong politics.
There's a lot of Kong politics, like, man.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong may be the scariest universe, and the fact that it's connected to Mushroom Kingdom is bad.
Oh, absolutely.
Where's the jungle?
You like, gotta travel. Yeah, it's overseas. Like, yeah. Mm. Yeah, but how did Donkey Kong get to New York? Look, these are questions for another day.
So I think all in all, even though we all basically seamlessly...
I think it was pretty smooth.
We all inserted ourselves into things.
Yeah.
Some better than others, some worse than others. We had some passing grades, some definite fails.
Yeah, but some successful great fails.
The fail's a fail.
Yeah.
A fail is a fail.
And remember to pick if you're going to come to the Broadgy or the 4G. The choice is yours.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Don't go to the Broadgy.
The Broadgy's cool.
No.
I sterilize my floor.
I intentionally don't.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the SansPants Radio Network, just head to SansPantsRadio.com and consider joining the SansPants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a SansPants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to SansPantsRadio.com and follow the links.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.